Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome into the show on this Friday morning. And as we keep an eye on what's going on in Israel and Iran as they exchange blows this morning, clearly Israel's gotten the better end of this deal so far because they have destroyed a number of nuclear sites in Iran. And on top of that, taken out some of their top military members and scientists, it appears. And according to Benjamin Netanyahu, this is going to continue for 2 weeks. So more to come. And there's been some, retribution by Iran, but it's been negligible so far. They sent some drones, some armed drones. And to our knowledge, nothing has happened yet in Israel. I have a friend who's over there right now and was telling me that they've been sheltering, but they're not like in a bomb shelter. They've just been cautious. There haven't been any air raid sirens or anything like that. So his biggest concern is how he's going to get home. As you can probably imagine, the commercial air traffic has been disturbed by all of this, and we'll be keeping an eye on that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Victoria Coates. She is, of course, with the Heritage Foundation, sitting in for J.J. Carafano today, and she's a foreign affairs expert. There's a lot at stake here, right? The Trump administration suggested that they're still hoping to reach some sort of deal with Iran. I don't know how that could still be on the table after what's just happened, but it's not like they weren't warned. They've been telling them for years, if you develop a nuclear weapon, we will not let that happen. And Israel followed through on that late last night sometime. So any more comes out on that, we'll take it live here from Fox when it happens. We've also got Tanya J. Powers at the bottom of the hour. Protests, we've already had a couple of them here in St. Louis. There are more scheduled, one this afternoon near Tower Grove Park. That's some new group I've never heard of. And then there's this No Kings movement is going to be all over the country tomorrow, everywhere except Washington, D.C., which is where, of course, we'll be celebrating the birth of the American military tomorrow on June 14th, which also happens to be Flag Day, which also happens to be Donald Trump's birthday. So they're having a parade for him, apparently, in downtown D.C. tomorrow, yeah. Much to the chagrin of the left.
I can imagine.
Well, Joe Biden agreed to this. This was the plans for this parade were hatched during the Biden administration. It was just going to be on a much smaller scale, and now it's going to be on a much bigger scale.
Yeah,
apparently is going to happen, and the No Kings people specifically have decided that they're not going to be there to protest in D.C. They're going to take their protest outside. So there are I guess just anybody can register a protest on this website. And if you look at the map, there appear to be dozens of these sites, or maybe hundreds of them around the country, but they're all probably going to be relatively small. The ones in the big cities would clearly likely attract more attention. Late last night, we discovered that the governor had activated the Missouri National Guard. Play part of that story for us there. Cut number five, Ethan, please.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe issued an executive order activating Missouri National Guard in a move that some say is political playing field. Protests against ICE erupting across the nation, even in St. Louis this week. Now, Governor Mike Kehoe is activating the Missouri National Guard.
Yeah.
In a statement Thursday, he says...
Channel 4's coverage there, which I thought was pretty interesting, and not, you know, completely unbiased, just like the Post-Dispatch article isn't. They announce what he's done. And then the third line down in the Post-Dispatch story says the two local protests, which drew about 200 people on Tuesday, were peaceful, like most demonstrations across the nation. Well, I don't know where the other demonstrations have been. There's been one in New York that got a little out of hand, and the ones in L.A. have been an embarrassment. And by activating the National Guard in advance, what you're telling people is, we're not putting up with that nonsense. So go exercise your First Amendment rights. Take your pink hair out on the street with your sign and complain, and then go home. And if you stick around and cause problems, we're prepared for it. It's a pretty simple message. Reminds me of that great sheriff down in Brevard County, Florida. I don't know if you saw this guy or not. I think we've had sound bites with him before. His name is Wayne Ivey. Have you heard of Wayne Ivey? Wayne Ivey has got a message for anybody who protests in Florida, and it's a pretty simple one. Listen. Whoops, hold on, Ethan. Here we go.
If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail, and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at.
Whoa.
Because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play.
We will kill you graveyard dead.
Wow.
We are not going to play. This guy named Wayne Ivey, who's the sheriff down in Brevard County, Florida. Well, you know, yesterday I had the bite with DeSantis basically saying that if you are in a pro, we have changed the law in Florida. And if you're in a protest surrounded by a mob and they're beating on your car, you have full rights if they're blocking the highway just to hit the gas. Hmm. And if you run over one of them, it's on them. No, that's what he said. Now, you might get sued personally afterwards. I don't know, but you're not going to be criminally prosecuted in Florida. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Eighty years ago, the Jewish people were the victims of a Holocaust perpetrated by the Nazi regime. Today, the Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear Holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime.
Yep. Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday in announcing Operation Rising Lion. And this morning, there's a second wave of attacks, and this could go on for a couple of weeks.
Well, we literally have tens of thousands of targets. So I think that's what's more important. People should know that there are millions of people that are in this city illegally, and that we have, I would say, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of targets that we will be going after.
Kristi Noem with her own message to Mayor Karen Largemouth Bass out in L.A. that we are not going to back off, and we're going to continue doing what we do, which is arresting illegal aliens.
We officially rescue the U.S. auto industry from destruction by terminating the California electric vehicle mandate once and for all.
Yep, there'll be a lawsuit over that, but good for President Trump. The U.S. auto industry dramatically would have been affected had that EV mandate gone into place, where you couldn't sell a gas-powered vehicle in about 10 years or so in the state of California, and the president just canceled it.
What are your thoughts on those?
What are they going? No kings?
No kings.
I don't feel like a king. I have to go through hell to get stuff approved.
If it was that easy, if I was the decider, isn't that what George W. Bush said one time? This would be a lot easier if I was the decider, but I'm not the decider. Neither is Donald Trump, but the left wants to call him a king anyway, which is the height of silliness, to be honest with you. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Victoria Coates. I've been looking forward to having her on all morning. She can kind of break down more of what happened in Iran yesterday, what the retribution has been against Israel so far. Basically, it hasn't amounted to much, and what is still to come. We'll get to all that for you right after the break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wish nothing but the best for you both.
Build weapons of mass death. Stop them. As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first. This is exactly what Israel has done today. We have risen like lions to defend ourselves.
Benjamin Netanyahu there, speaking yesterday after the first strike had been launched against Iran at that point, hitting nuclear sites and apparently taking out some top scientists, maybe military leaders at the same time. And we have Victoria Coates with us right now. Happy to have her here from the Heritage Foundation, where she is a national security and foreign policy expert for them. Victoria, welcome back. How are you?
Very good to be with you on this busy morning.
Wow. I'm telling you, timing is everything. I'm glad we had you scheduled for today, given what happened last night. I don't think what happened was a surprise, because the U.S. had already removed key personnel, it looked like, non-essential people from some of its embassies in the Middle East. You didn't have to be a foreign policy expert to see something might happen. How surprised were you?
Actually, not very surprised, because the other thing that had happened is that the president had sent a letter literally 60 days ago and said, you have 2 months. And yesterday was the 61st day.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And actually, Maria Bartiromo broke that in March when he sent it. But his most recent post on Truth, I mean, he says, you know, I gave you 60 days, you wouldn't get to a deal. And so when they started making the non-essential personnel evacuation notices earlier this week, I thought, well, you know, we're coming up on that date. And there are a lot of reports that there's some kind of daylight between Israel and the United States on that. But I have to say, from my observation, that's not there. And so as it looked like Israel was preparing and it looked like the United States was preparing and we were on the clock, you know, it was not a huge shock. What was surprising was the scale of the thing. This was a huge operation.
Sure. Yeah. Just how effective now, maybe it's too early to determine, but I will never underestimate the Mossad. They clearly knew where these sites were. How confident are you that they've dismantled Iran's nuclear capability?
Yeah, I think we've all learned not to underestimate the Mossad over the last 6 months. So that is a bad idea. It turns out poorly for you. Don't do it. So we had a combination of the Israeli Defense Forces and the Mossad, and that is somewhat unusual that they would be working together like this, and suggests a huge degree of preparation. And it was 200 planes actually traveling hundreds of miles, hitting 100 targets. And they got a lot of the big, damaged a lot of the big nuclear sites at Natanz and Iraq. The one that's still untouched, according to the IAEA, is Fordow, which is deeply underground. Now, Israel has said this operation isn't over. There are other ways you could disrupt Fordow other than bombing. So I think we should watch that closely in coming days. But the other thing that is important here is that Israel took out the key generals and scientists who are involved in this program. So IRGC leadership, the key technical nuclear people. And that should tell you everything you need to know about this program, that it's not just scientists, it's the generals as well. That means it has a military dimension to it. You don't get involved with a civil nuclear program. So they got a bunch of these guys, which is going to make it all the harder for Iran to reconstitute the program, which is the point of the exercise.
Yeah, very true. Victoria Coates with us from the Heritage Foundation. You said that they may have other ways of getting to Fordow. I imagine the employees there were all told to stop using their pagers.
I think probably, yeah. Not so much with the pagers, or you know, watch out for the thermostats. I mean, there are all sorts of means to, you know, to disrupt infrastructure in a facility like that. And that may be because of the depth it is dug in under that mountain. That may be what Israel is thinking. You know, they may have other plans. And, you know, as ironic as it might sound, they may also give diplomacy a chance here, because maybe the Iranians forgot that Donald Trump became president and thought they were still dealing with Joe Biden, who didn't have any deadlines on negotiations and let them keep enriching to a higher and higher degree and spend more and more centrifuges for 4 years, and nothing happened to them. So that what they've realized that today is that something very bad happened to them, and that additional bad things could be coming if they don't make a good deal for the United States. That is their out here. And so, you know, everybody's been saying, oh my gosh, we're going to get dragged into a regional war. Israel's going to drag us into a war. Well, what Israel may have done is gotten us to a good deal here. And so President's leaving that door open. He's just said a couple of minutes ago, you know, get to the table. He has said that they're willing to meet on Sunday if the Iranians will meet. They don't seem very interested in that right now, but heck, maybe they'll have a change of heart.
It's true. You know, Victoria, a listener of mine pointed out, and I thought this was a good point, that don't forget that Donald Trump just went over recently and sort of bettered our relations with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Qatar just before all this happened. I mean, that I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it couldn't hurt, right?
I think that there are no coincidences in this particular business. And no, I think that trip was very carefully calibrated. The president had already seen Prime Minister Netanyahu twice in Washington. And I know there's a trip on the table for later on this year to Israel for a specific event. So I wouldn't read too much into that, his not going there, especially after what we just witnessed. But really important to have Saudi, Qatar, and UAE to say, you know, I need all of you in our orbit. He also met with the new president of Syria, and that is a message that, you know, now the United States and Saudi are influential in Syria, not so much Iran, that he is the one who's uniting the Gulf. And I've seen some pretty credible reporting today that everyone in the GCC, with the exception of Egypt, which wasn't really in the line of fire, participated in shooting down those Iranian drones. So wow. Even though Saudi technically condemned the Israeli attack, it looks like they helped and to protect Israel ultimately, and Qatar and UAE and Azerbaijan, which isn't in the GCC. So if that is accurate, and it looks like it is, what you're seeing is the whole region essentially unite behind the United States and Israel.
Yeah.
And that's extraordinary. That's a huge achievement. And that is what is going to make the Iranians think twice.
Victoria Coates, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Pleasure. Right. Take care.
You bet. Heritage.org. We'll be right back.
Governor Mike Kehoe is activating the Missouri National Guard. In a statement Thursday, he says it's in response to civil unrest.
All right. That was Channel 4 here locally reporting on the governor's emergency declaration effective yesterday, which gives the adjutant general of the Missouri National Guard the authority to deploy troops as he sees fit. And that is in preparation for protests. We've already had a couple of minor ones. There's one planned for this afternoon and, of course, more around the area this weekend. Tanya J. Powers covering that story on a nationwide perspective of what we're kind of expecting to happen. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So if I get this right, this NoKings.org organization is protesting everywhere except Washington this weekend, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to be everywhere. Their main kind of rally, protest site is going to be in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But there are thousands of these rallies and protests and things like this that are planned, the No Kings protest across the country. In Missouri alone, you've got everything from Maryville to Poplar Bluff. Down the road from Sykeston and those Lambert's Throw Grills.
Shout out to the Throw Grills.
I know all about the fried chicken. Don't get me started. Springfield, Jeff City. Of course, you got several in the St. Louis area there. And what these, you know, small towns, big cities, red cities, states, blue cities, states, whatever you, they're going to be all over the place. And what they're saying is that they've organized the No Kings Day of Defiance, according to the statement from the organizers, that they have organized to reject authoritarianism, billionaire first politics, and the militarization of the country's democracy. They are doing it tomorrow because of the planned, you know, big military parade. Also, the fact that it's the president's birthday. Tomorrow's also Flag Day, by the way. If you wanted to put your flag out, that's a good day for that. The fact that they're doing it tomorrow is not an accident.
No, it's not. And you know, I read the homepage for that protest site as I was also looking at protests that'll be here in the St. Louis area, and they specifically are decrying violence. They're telling everyone these need to be peaceful and don't plan to come and cause any trouble.
Right. It degrades their message if people come out and, you know, get violent and throw things and stuff, because, you know, the underlying thing is they have all of us have a constitutional right to free speech and assembly. They can go out and protest as long as they remain peaceful. That's what they're saying is, you know, bring your American flag. It's a pretty American thing to do, to go out and, you know, raise your voice in dissent. And that's what they're saying that they want people to do tomorrow, not to be, you know, doing anything that's violent, because, you know, that obviously takes away from their whole point and their message,
But it also, you know, could get people thrown in jail and rightfully charged if they're, you know, doing something violent or committing a crime.
Yeah. Tanya J. Power is our guest, Fox News Radio reporter. And, you know, I know Missouri's now brought out the National Guard, if need be. I believe Texas and Florida are also on board. Have you heard of others?
Yeah, Texas is. The governor there has ordered the deployment of about 5,000 Texas National Guard troops and about 2,000 state police to help local law enforcement. I assume there are probably more, but I don't have a full list of what different states are doing. It would not surprise me if there were more that have, you know, at least got some folks on alert or, right, you know, standby.
You know, Tanya, I'd love to get your perspective on this, because obviously you've covered this story on a national basis. The complaint in L.A. seems to be this is a militarization. There was no reason to bring out the National Guard. We used the National Guard here during the Ferguson riots, and basically they were there to prevent the destruction of property. They weren't making arrests. They would basically form a perimeter around federal buildings and things like that to prevent the destruction of property. I have not seen the Guard used in any other way so far in L.A. unless I missed something.
That's a good question. I'm not sure if there have been any reports of them being used in a different way. I think the point that the LA folks were making was that, you know, they had the manpower and the law enforcement to handle it. And the fact that they didn't ask for, I believe that seems to be the rub here, is the fact that the president said, okay, I'm just going to send these people and I'm going to send the Marines too while I'm at it. And they were like, we didn't ask for this or need this. And, you know, that even the LAPD chief was like, we don't have any logistics as to how this is supposed to all be handled. And people are supposed to, you know, the military is supposed to work alongside the law enforcement, things like that. You know, I think it was what they viewed as overstepping and what they're calling an abuse of power to go ahead and send them without, you know, first talking to California saying, do you need this? You know, that seems to be more of the problem that California is having with it. I mean, the LAPD is, they're no strangers to, you know, dealing with crime and law and, you know, as law enforcement officers. I mean, that's, you know, well documented and proven. I think that was their point, was that they would be able to have it in hand.
Sure. Tanya, I don't want to hold you too long. Do you have another hit you have to do?
No, I'm good for a couple minutes.
All right. So I heard Caroline Levitt ask this question the other day, that she challenged the reporters in the press room to find out who was funding these groups. So when you have a nationwide group that's got the resources to schedule protests all over the country, have you seen any reporting on that at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, no offense to Caroline Levitt, but a Google search would have probably helped, because this has not been a secret as to who's coordinated the No King's, you know, Day protest for tomorrow. The group 5051, the 5051 movement is a national movement, and that is, these are the folks who have, you know, coordinated the rallies, and people could, you know, go on the website, the No King's website, and, you know, say, okay, that's, we'd like to plan one in our town, or, you know, RSVP or whatever. I mean, that's who's doing it. And they've been talking about this for a while now. I know I've heard of them for weeks, you know, been behind some of the protests that we've seen that have been happening over the past several weeks, because I think a lot of people don't realize there have been a lot of protests against the Trump administration, you know, for a while now, and they just don't get covered as much as really at all. and they've been in small towns and big cities alike. It's not just this is a big blue city, everybody's going to march. It's been all over the place. But yeah, that's who's behind it. That's not been a secret.
Well, Tanya, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Tanya J. Powers there for Fox News Radio. So this 5051 Club, 50501 Club, has its own Facebook page for St. Louis. I don't know if you've seen this or not. They're the ones trying to organize this thing. They use words like fascism and autocracy, even though they're the group that would shut down your right to free speech. If you say something they disagree with, that disagrees with their worldview, they label you a fascist. And that's how the left works. They're the party of tolerance, unless you disagree with them. And then they're the most intolerant people in the world. If you go to this Facebook page where they're talking about all these different protests and, you know, you need to rise up and resist and unite and we're going to fight this evil Donald Trump and blah, blah, blah. This page has 740 followers. That's all. So it's the same people you see on, you've seen on street corners for the last 10 years with signs on occasion that all get together and unite supposedly, and they're going to make their point, and it's the same probably 400 or 500 people all over the place. On their webpage, their 50-50 webpage for St. Louis, they have the pride flag on top of the "We serve no king, we will save democracy," blah, blah, blah. That stuff gets so old. Go protest. I don't care what you do, but I really wish maybe we had a sheriff like they have down in Brevard County who just puts out a stern warning in advance that if you do this, we're going to shut you down. I saw a tweet this morning from the St. Louis Police Department that said they're well aware of these protests. They're going to be there, and it is their intention to keep the peace. As a friend in law enforcement told me the other day when I was complaining on the air about the fact that I've been at these protests where, particularly in the city, people were, with a wink and a nod, they blocked the street. They had agreed in advance who was going to be arrested. They arrested those specific people and they moved on. So there was an agreement there of some sort. And I'm always told by my police officer friends, well, that wasn't our decision. That came from the command staff. You have to wonder how differently this might be handled if the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department was already in the hands of state control. Because that hasn't happened yet. The governor hasn't officially appointed the board. We're told that could come at any time. But technically, it's still Kara Spencer and gang who are running the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. And you have to wonder how that will affect their reaction to violence this weekend. Remember, if all they do is burn a car, according to the left, that's not violence. And Lord knows, you know, we need some more cars burned in St. Louis, or buildings, or looting. That's violence. They can't deny that. We'll see how it's covered over the course of the weekend. All right. Going to get to a quick break. We'll get to Scott on the spot here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, we have landed an interview with you live from Israel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to go live to Israel with Alex Hogan, who's been reporting over there since early this morning as Iran has started to fight back and try to fire rockets into Israel. We're going to get to that at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, I was put on the spot this week. It was my birthday, and my girlfriend threw a surprise party for me. I'd never had one in my entire life. A surprise party, or even really, except when I was a kid, a birthday party. So I was like extremely excited because I had not had a surprise party, and I actually was surprised. I was kind of onto it, but she did a little misdirection where I went to one place that I thought that's where I was going to be, and it turns out that the same people that were there while I was going to run some errands moved to a different location. So they got me. They misdirected me. And anyway, I was just thinking, I was looking up this morning whether, you know, things about people being surprised, whether they like being surprised or don't. And it turns out that everyone's brain likes it. Even if they think they don't, the brain likes it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's what the research shows. That
even if you have a fear of public speaking or a fear of being in front of large groups.
Sure.
You may say you don't like it, but right. Your brain really likes it.
The brain does like it. It's actually a very positive emotion for your brain. And I also, something else happened this week that just makes me just, this is a really tiny thing, but it just makes you think how life just turns on a dime with little things. So I had an earring in my pocket that I was supposed to deliver to my girlfriend.
Okay.
And it was in the same pocket as my keys. So I took it out. And something flew in the air, and it landed on a porch where I was trying to, you know, lock the door. And I cannot believe that the thing turned on its side and dropped into a slit that could, like, this big. It could only have fit the earring. And I was just thinking, how in the world? What is the probability of that happening?
And it dropped in the hole?
And it did. And
can you get it out?
I don't. Probably, but it's going to take.
Oh.
It's going to take a lot to get.
Was it like a diamond stud earring, or was
no?
It
was a just it was a round earrings.
Okay,
but it's so funny how stuff like that happens. it plopped onto it, and it could have landed in almost any spot.
It could have
not
yeah.
fallen in that crack.
That's my luck when things like that happen, for sure.
So that was just something else that happened. That I just got me thinking about how life is funny that way. It just. Sometimes it's far more serious than that.
Was this a like a landmark birthday, which is why she did a surprise for you? Some sort, Scott?
I'm just it was wondering. Like double nickels.
Okay. All right. That's good. I think my 40th birthday, my wife, it was my 40th that she had a surprise birthday party for me.
Yeah.
And I was suspicious. I can't say I was 100% surprised, but I knew I was going to a party at some friend's house that where we always had a really good time, and my friends were suddenly in from out of town that I hadn't seen in a while, and I was thinking something might be up. They were trying to slow us down on the way over there. She suddenly had to stop at the store and get some mustard or something, and I'm like, why are we delaying getting to this party? But it was nice. I loved it, and I like you when you do what we do for a living, being being in the public is not something that makes you nervous. So that wasn't anything that bothered me.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Her, on the other hand, when I surprised her for her 40th, she was shell-shocked.
Yeah.
She was speechless, I think, when she walked into this room and all of her friends and everybody were there.
Yeah.
So, it's good. And then you hopefully get credit for that and that lasts for a while.
Exactly.
Like when you lose an earring.
Yeah. I'm sorry, honey, I dropped your earring and it's gone forever. So do you have to, like, you're going to have to pry up a piece of wood on this porch to get under it?
Probably.
Really? Oh, no.
I don't think they're valuable enough to have to do that, but it's still, I just couldn't believe it. It was just like, you know, just one of those days where you've got to be kidding me.
My wife dropped her earring down the bathroom sink, and I was already in bed because, you know, I turn in early because I get up so early, and it happened after I went to bed. And she said she was in there like trying to figure out how she was going to go in through the top and get this. And when I woke up this morning, I called her. All we have to do is take the trap off.
Yeah,
it's going to be nasty, but we're just going to have to get in there and pull that trap off, and it'll be floating right down on the bottom. And that's exactly where it was. So we were able to find that one. That's good. All right, coming up, we're going to take you live to Israel, where Alex Hogan has been over there all night listening to air raid sirens, apparently, in parts of Israel because there's some drone attacks launched by Iran. So we're going to take you live there at about 8:20. And at the bottom of the hour, you know, the Chesterfield Mall is mostly gone. What's coming in there next? What is downtown Chesterfield going to look like? We're going to talk to Michael Steinberg. He's of course, with the Steinberg Group, and he is helping redevelop that area. We're going to get a chance to chat with him at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.